Good afternoon and welcome to the Joyous Journey, aka also known as We Are Here at Money Matters with me, your host, DJ2Js, and Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. How are you doing today?
Man, it's a great day. Got a little nice and warm, a little moist out there.
It is.
Ready to
indeed.
Get going. Beautiful day in Bahrain, though, and a great day to talk about personal finance.
It is. It always is, honestly. Yep. I mean, the classes speak for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we have that question of the day today. Now, what is your family's go-to board game?
So I will say that I'm going to go with right now that Clue is our go-to family game. We even have an Avengers version of that, which I didn't even know existed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we got an Avengers version, and then we've got the classic, and even a junior version I think there is out there.
They're making... We see all the monopolies, yeah, all the, like, exactly. Different monopolies and all that kind of stuff.
Which I was going to say Monopoly, honestly, early. But Monopoly is not a... you have to play with the same kind of players, if that makes sense. Because some people want the game to be done fast.
Definitely.
And if they're those kind of people, then they usually just start losing it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't play with those people. And then you get the other people who are trying to be like chess match strategy all the time. And you'll be there for like 8 hours. Like you can go take a nap and come back.
It's like just make a move.
Yeah, you gotta play with kind of similar. Or the guys that wait it out, they'll just sit there and just be like, oh. So I'm going to go with Clue.
Alrighty.
Good board game. Yeah.
Alrighty, yep. I'd have to go with the farming game. Not many people know about it, but I'll talk more about that later on in the show. But for right now, what are we talking about today?
Well, I thought that under the circumstances of kind of what's going on, at least on our side, that we would talk about, I know this is going to sound weird, but I couldn't come up with a better name other than party planning.
Yeah.
And just mainly, how do you be responsible with your money when it comes time to celebrating? So we talked a little bit offline, but this week for us here on this active duty for this installation is Chief's Week. And so we're going to, there's a lot going on. They're finishing up. And then, you know, on Thursday, we're going to pin and it's going to be a great celebration. There's going to be khaki ball and there's just going to be all kinds of fantastic stuff. So we'll talk about, you know, that kind of a thing. And then obviously, sometimes people have birthdays, too.
Yeah.
So congratulations. A little delayed. But, you know, your birthday coming around the corner there. We'll talk a little bit about, like, not in detail, but like what you did and then kind of how you spent money on that. You know,
definitely.
You got, because you did have to budget to get in that. So, yeah, we'll get into that right after some music.
AFM The Eagle.
Funky! Woo!
Where every day sounds like the weekend.
I love the music.
It's got a variety of music and suits my needs.
Best radio station I've ever heard.
They play the greatest music all day long.
They're the best.
AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager. And just like that song, Billionaire, this is exactly where we are going to teach you how to become a billionaire. All right.
I mean, millionaire, maybe. it could escalate. It could. But we're going to start with a million per, you know, first, and then like per person on that one, and maybe, you know, it'll grow into it. Who knows?
Yeah. Hey, money is one of those things that always comes and goes. It's always one of the definite things in our lives, mm-hmm. whether it's a lot or a little. But we just got to know how to spend it wisely.
Yeah, and I think we cover that a lot. That's one of the things we do in a couple of different classes where we just say that, you know, your personal worth does not equal your personal value. So what you said is spot on. Like the money will always be there. And sometimes we may have more. And, you know, a lot of times business dudes, they're really not in it for the money per se. They're in it for the success. They're in it for that drive, that adrenaline rush and everything like that. And the money is just kind of the byproduct of what's going on. It's on the side of what they're really trying to do. They're trying to have that success, power, whatever it is. And so what we're talking about is just the finances of wherever we're at, and we've got to start somewhere. So that's the important thing. And that's why we talk about personal value, is because no matter what you've got in your wallet, your personal value will always exceed, you know, the next dollar that you can make or the dollar you're going to burn and spend. So I thought that with, like we said, with this time, we'll talk about, you know, celebration, parties, the different things like that. But more importantly, how we can like protect our finances with that.
Definitely.
So I think a good example of that could be like what we're going to talk about. What we talked about a little bit is that in celebration, a lot of that comes to food. and I do like to eat.
Yeah.
So maybe not necessarily specific prices, but tell us a little bit about like what you did this weekend and how that was different from a normal weekend. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So normal typical weekend. I mean, when I first got here, me and DJ Mojo, we'd go out, just explore.
Right.
Explore the city of Bahrain because it was beautiful. And then that kind of just slowly died down. We started realizing, you know, let's just chill, make money, play games, watch movies. So we recently started watching all of the Avenger movies.
Right.
So we're on Spider-Man. We just finished Far From Home. And then after that, this past weekend, was my birthday. And
so that's different. So yes. So knowing that it was your birthday, obviously conveniently, that's on a calendar. You know when your birthday is going to happen. So that's part of like your preparation. You knew that was coming because we did talk about that last week a little bit, that you were going into the weekend. So since it was your birthday, not a normal weekend, what did you do?
So on Thursday, not much, just chilled at the house. Went over with our coworkers, played some D&D, and pretty chill night. Got some B-dubs. And then the day of my birthday on the next day, on that Friday, we went out on a fishing trip with some of our friends. Caught one fish.
Wow.
It was
didn't exactly pay for itself
then. Yeah, exactly. Right. Definitely did not. But that was my birthday present, so it was pretty fun.
Right.
And then went to a steakhouse after that, just because, you know, being out for 5 hours, steak sounds perfect.
That's right.
And it was perfect. It was really good, a little expensive, but gotta treat myself every now and then. And then that night, went back, just chilled, and then we went back out to our friend's house. Watched a couple movies, got some Talibat.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what gets you. And then the next day, that Saturday, the day of my actual birthday, I kind of spoiled myself a little bit. I went and got a little facial and massage at the Nex. I really recommend them. They're amazing people over there. And then I also cooked up some steaks and watched a movie with DJ Mojo.
So we talk kind of like some different examples of how you can spend money, right? Yeah. So there was kind of like the stay in and chill version, the go out version, and then of course all of this is something that for you anyway, you had the opportunity to plan for.
Yep.
And so that really comes down to the fact of knowing that you've got some kind of a spending plan for it. So obviously, when we get around the certain times of the month when a paycheck comes in, then that means we know there's going to be a little bit more in there. And some people get, let's just say, a little bit more adventurous with their spending when they know they've got stuff in the bank. They don't really use a plan. Whereas like for this weekend, you could get a plan together and say like, hey, this is what I'm going to do on Thursday. This is what I'm going to do on Friday. It wasn't spur of the moment.
Yeah.
And so knowing that is going to help you honestly afford what you're going to do. So if you knew how far in advance you have to make the reservations for fishing,
48 hours.
Yeah. So, you know, going in, but I mean, you had it beforehand though, right?
Yeah, we had it. DJ Mojo got it and it was like 2 weeks out.
Right. Wow. And so you actually were in another pay cycle at that time. So even if you didn't have a lot, you could have like kind of pinched together for a week or two beforehand just to make that work.
Yeah.
And so that's in a sense a way that you can put a spending plan together. Our big thing is that having a celebration like what you did this weekend, you don't have to go like in debt for it to happen. And then just put it on your credit card and hope you can pay it off eventually. So, you know, as we go into the next thing, we'll talk a little bit more about like just, you know, what comes up on the calendar, what we can prepare for, and then maybe what we can't prepare for.
The thrill of variety.
I love the music. They play all different types.
We like the wide variety.
Without the agony of repeat. AFN the Eagle.
We're just talking a little bit about what I did last weekend, you know, especially getting ready to plan for events. Mm-hmm. Birthdays are important. I mean, especially when you're out here, you don't want to feel like you're alone out here. So, I mean, every chance you get for like a celebration, that kind of thing. I mean, just have fun when you can. But don't go too crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, like we had talked about being responsible, and then not everybody does birthday the same way too. Yeah. Right. And so I know in my family, like I'm not a huge birthday person for sure. And then my kid is born in summer months. So like a lot of times summer kids get hung out to dry because during the rest of the school year, their friends all got parties. And then in summertime comes, everybody runs away. And they're just like, all right, I'll just have a party with yeah, my family. Like, yeah, so that doesn't have quite the same sway with the younger generation there. But as we've talked about birthdays, there's other celebrations. And like I said, for us coming into this weekend, then there's definitely going to be some celebrations of, you know, work achievement. Mm-hmm. So knowing that that's going to come, it's a big deal, that jump moving into the chief world for people. And then I'm not going to say that you deserve a celebration, but how you celebrate is going to be a big thing. Yeah. And so knowing that you get promoted and you can celebrate the same way, and we've got to have control over that. So plan that. So this weekend, it's a little bit different because there's a lot of people that are going to get promoted. And so that promotion as it's coming means there could be outside influence, kind of a little bit like what you did this weekend when you get other people involved. And then, hate to say it, but it's kind of like middle school. Peer pressure kicks in, you know? And so when peer pressure kicks in, then that's where it's going to really challenge us. So when you look at like what you did this weekend, how much of what you did was, I guess you could say, planned? And then how much did you like just go, like maybe the Talabat order, you probably like maybe that was a little.
Talabat was planned. Steakhouse was not planned though.
Oh, look at that. That's a pretty big ticket not to plan, my friend.
Yeah, so we literally got done fishing, got to the car, and we're just going to go home. We get dropped off. And then my Mojico's like, steak sounds so good right now. And I thought so too. So
it probably like, sound real good seeing as you caught nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since you had to have some kind of success out of the day is what you're saying. I got you.
And then, but yeah, so then this weekend coming up though, we were driving home past Oasis Mall.
Right.
And, you know, Mojica and I want to go back to the mall for a little bit. So I might go ahead to the mall this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, but those are the things that are always the hardest to plan because I don't really need anything right now.
Right.
But if I see something I like, then it's I'm going to get it.
That sounds good. Why don't we talk about that after our next song? We'll talk about how we have the challenge every day of having the opportunity to window shop or really shop.
Short on wind, long on music. AFN the Eagle.
Come closer. We're coming closer to these Money Matter needs right now.
Yep.
And we've got Mr. Patrick Underwood still here, who's vibing out with us. And we're just getting ready to talk about, you know, being able to plan for something as spontaneous as a mall trip.
Exactly.
You know, going out with your girls, going out with your boys, whatever it is. Yep. I mean, stuff like that. It's hard to say no to it, like what you were saying before, peer pressure and all that, and FOMO. Yeah. You know, it all just all comes together.
It's like I never, when like the whole Stanley Cup craze started, I was like, "What are we doing, people?" I wasn't, and maybe it was because they just didn't have colors I liked or something like that. But then, you know, you're seeing like everybody's got one, and you're like, "Wow, I gotta get that." Why do you have to get that color?
Yeah.
Like, why? And it is. It's like you said. So here you got the fear of missing out, and there's only 200 available, and you can get one of the 200 for what?
Yeah, like what's all the Supreme stuff?
Yeah,
I've
same
never
thing.
Just people buying Supreme crowbars for $700.
And I mean, hey, you know, I'm not if that is part of your budget and you've got that in there, more power to you. So my job is not like, hey, let's crush hopes and dreams and stuff like that. But the reality of where you're at is what you want to deal with. And that changes. And so if you've got more, if you've been responsible, you put aside. So we've talked about this in the past of like having different funds with a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so having an emergency fund, knowing that if anything happens, you've got some money to fall back on. And then knowing that if you get something, it's going to cost. So like, you know, you get a car, those things cost to maintain. But then if you have a goal getter fund, like something that you want, so you have a birthday weekend, I'm going to have this much money and maybe at one time in your life to make it through the weekend. I mean, I'm just going to say back in the days, $20 would have been a big flex because you just didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And now you're like $20. You did that a few times on the steak. So knowing that that one thing, if your budget is, you know, $500 for that weekend, $500 for the next weekend, five for that, like now you just start adding that up and that's where you get your spending plan. So yeah, you go out with whoever, however it's going to be, cool, but make sure that you've got some kind of a limit that's set. And
definitely.
I know for me, I got to a stage where I made sure when I left for as dumb as this sounds, I never took a credit card. Mm-hmm. If I took the credit card, I knew that I may not stick to my limit because I could just run it and then just be like, yeah, but I deserve it. It's been a bad week, or my fishing trip didn't play out. And next thing you know, I'm buying everybody dinner. And you're thinking like, man, I didn't plan for that. And so then it's going to hurt different. Yeah. Whereas if my budget is $500, I put the $500 in there, you know, 200 BD, that's going to be my limit. Cool. That's going to be your 200 BD limit. And you're not going to spend anything else above that.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, that's going to give you that opportunity to just kind of stay a little bit protected. And then if you got some peer pressure, they can peer pressure you up to 200 BD, and that's all you got. So once you hit that limit, they got to buy.
Yeah, no. And the, I mean, going out, like especially back home when I went home for a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. freshly 21 years old,
yeah,
going back home to places that I've always wanted to go, but I couldn't because yeah. I was never of age.
Yep.
You know, it was, credit card was being used a lot.
Exactly. And so knowing that you can set limits on things is a big deal because that can work with you. And definitely. So those are the kinds of things that we talk about that you can do it in different. And obviously, if you've got friends and they're you make them aware of the situation, then hopefully you're going to be with people that are going to help look out for you.
Definitely.
But it always comes down to personal responsibility, right? It's your money, your responsibility. But there's nothing wrong with the fact that somebody does get promoted. It's a time to celebrate and everything like that. But it's one thing to say, like, I'm going to go to brunch and I'm going to pick up everybody's brunch. You know, there's five or six people, I'm going to pick it up. But if you're doing that a couple days every weekend and you do that every weekend, then obviously that's way different than a one-time thing that we've been able to plan for. So, yeah, again, the fear of missing out, going shopping at a shopping center, that's a lot of temptation that's there. Mm. And so, again, it doesn't mean that you can't have a plan and a purpose. But if here, especially with the weather, a lot of people are just walking indoors. And then you got to be careful with that temptation.
Yeah. And the fear of missing out thing, I mean, that just goes back to like someone not knowing like what they want, you know?
Yep.
I mean, just to put that out there, guys, I mean, if you ever feel like you don't know who you are, anything like that, don't just fall in line with everyone else. Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe do some meditation, write a journal, start something, go to Fleet and Family. You know, they offer many classes. Fleet and Family, they're some of the best people over there. If you can't find a class that they offer to help you, you will find a resource that they can provide for you.
Today's best variety. Because you stay young by believing in the future, not holding on to the past. AFN The Eagle.
We're here, Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're just talking about, you know, those spontaneous trips,
mm-hmm.
the stuff you cannot plan for because it's, well, like I said, spontaneous, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, with everything, like we had said, there's so much that you can do. I know I hate to admit that maybe people need to take a lesson from my kid, but my kid has a spending wallet.
Oh, wow.
So like he'll save this money. And like this money I will spend. And like crazy thought, right? That we would actually put money into savings for future needs. And then like actually plan for that, like crazy thought. And then I'm sitting here going, yeah, he's basically looking at it as wallets, right? Because he doesn't have access to bank accounts the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks at that wallet basically as his bank account. And so we would look at everything electronically and then pull it up on our phone or wherever we're going to do our finances. And then we look and say, oh, look, I got $400 in my bank account. That's my limit. Like, hold on. Like, that's your limit. And maybe it is if that's your kind of play money limit and you've got money that's going to other things already. But that's where even in spontaneity, you know what that limit needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And again, at different stages of life, that'll be different limits. So it's great. And you say, well, like we had talked about, if you're going to go and you think you might buy some perfume is not necessarily always going to be affordable, shall we say. It could get out of your price range.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Right. And so knowing kind of your limit of what you're willing to spend and say, like, I'm going to cap it, you know, you can always spend more. It's like buying a car. Mm-hmm. I'm going to spend this much. There will always be a car or somebody who wants your money even more. So if you're out here and you're at the soup carpet shopping, hey, go get a carpet. Here's what it is. Go. I'm all in. I'm not at all saying don't experience the culture, don't enjoy life or anything like that, but just have limits, knowing that what you're getting now, especially if it's like a meal, is not a bad thing, right? Or an experience, it's not a bad thing. But knowing that if it's going to go by the wayside and there's no investment for the future other than a memory, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm all for that. But knowing that if all you're doing is spending money and you're not keeping track of it, you're not going to have any money to spend in the long run, especially when you really need it.
Yeah. The big thing with, also about perfumes and colognes, I've noticed that out here, they're everywhere.
Yes.
They're easy. I mean, I'll be walking in the mall, in the avenues, there's this, I don't know if you've ever been to it, but there's this big perfume store and it's like the most beautiful things on the walls. There's mirrors everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
It looked gorgeous. And then I looked down, I'm like, they only have like 10, 20 perfumes available. And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. There's the one that's on the corner right by PF Chang's that like you see the glass on it and they'll have what looks like limited edition things that you know you're only going to get here.
Yeah.
So then you get encouraged to buy it, especially maybe for family members somewhere else. And you're like, oh, yeah, man, it'll even have, you know, a country or something like that or a name. You're like, oh, they'll never get that anywhere else. And that'll be special. Yeah, it'll have a real special price and that'll be high. So, yeah, understanding that same thing, you'll, if you go to other places, they'll have like the kiosks and the perfumeries, even just like by Lulu's and stuff.
Yeah.
You just like just casual shopping. I just went to go get some food and next thing you know, I got a 40 BD bottle of something that's nice and smelly, but did you really need it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you did.
A good cologne, even in the States, is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know where their numbers come from, but like, so I've, well, this is what a Tom Ford, I think it is.
Yeah.
Really good cologne, but not sponsored, but they're but
see,
like,
it's all relative in that sense, right? Of like what you like and what I would like may not be the same thing. And so knowing, hey, if I'm going to shop for somebody else, that would be the biggest loser, right? Mm-hmm. Is that you say, oh man, my buddy Johnny, he's got a birthday and I know I love this thing. I'm going to get some for him. You get it for him. He's like, dude, what is this? This smells foul. This is like, this smells just like you and I don't want to smell anything like you. And you're like, I'm bummed. And there goes your money.
Yep.
So yeah, you want to make sure that you're responsible with things. And again, even when it's going to be, you know, spontaneous, that we're able to make sure we've got at least a little bit of a limit on it.
We play the best music. We have to. We have the best listeners. AFN The Eagle.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. You know, we were just talking about going to the malls, a lot about perfume and colognes, because that's a big thing out here.
Right.
But it's important to know. I mean, all my friends back home actually want like perfume or cologne from here because it's like one of the things that they're known for out here in these countries.
Yeah. And I mean, it's one of the best things about experiencing the culture is whatever the people do.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously for me, I'm not a huge big into the perfume realm, but I am into the food realm.
Yes.
And so knowing what that's like to be able to go out, some people have go-tos, some people are a little bit more, you know, they like to explore, see the different options. Sometimes they'll get into one recipe for something and then say, oh man, and they try it everywhere. So it's kind of like hamburgers in the United States.
Yeah.
Everybody goes somewhere and you got to have a go-to to say, all right, I'll try there this, and then that's what they get. And so for here, everybody's, you know, got whatever the thing is that they're going to be into. And I mean, you take something that's like hummus and, or as we would say, hummus, and saying that you go somewhere and then whatever their hummus is, you're like, yeah, that's fantastic. And you find out, yeah, the reason it's fantastic is because it costs five times more than what you're used to paying for it.
Yeah.
And so you can go to certain restaurants that have certain names. Again, we're not sponsored, So maybe we'll work on that sponsor for that. I'm not giving free advertising and we're not getting something out of this, but there are places for sure that are known around town, whether they advertise or you get that through word of mouth.
Definitely.
Then you're going to say, oh, I'm going to go there and try it out. And after you, you know, do, you're going to have your opinion on it. And maybe you're going to want to go out and get some other people and I don't want to say sell the product, but then say, yep, this was, I'd go there again. I am going to go there tomorrow night, you know, or whatever your newest addiction is. There's restaurants, you know, like in certain areas along certain streets, and you can basically just start and almost go door to door. I know when, like at Shawarma Alley, I mean, I basically started from one side with my buddy, my neighbor. We went on one side and we just took one and then we walked to the next one and walked to the next one. And we were like, let's do some field testing here, you know?
Yeah.
That right there stays in a fantastic budget. So we knew that we weren't going to spend a lot and that we were going to cover a lot of ground with it. And so doing those kinds of things, you can still have the experience. And again, part of the culture, being here, experiencing the food of just this area. And, you know, Bahrain as a whole is such a great place of a hub of culture, a hub of people. When you go out, you see people that are from all kinds of different countries.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of different ethnicities, which means their food is going to be around.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have particulars. I remember when I first came, all I wanted to know was where the best lupia and pancit was because oh. It was what I missed from home so yeah. much. And I saw some Filipino people and I was like, where can I get it? And they were like, my house. And I was like, sounds like an invitation. So, yeah, you know, sometimes that's what it is you make friends.
Yeah.
And instead of going out, spending your money, you're going to stay in. And you have the experience about actually learning about the culture, cooking, going through everything. Even if it's a one-time thing, you're now going to be spending money on something. I was just talking with a friend of mine yesterday about making tortillas from scratch at home.
Ooh.
And it's like you... For some people, like, that's a lot of work. It's like my grandma baking bread from scratch kind of a thing. But if abuela's going to sit there with those tortillas, then you're going to eat them, right?
Definitely.
And so now it's kind of like our turn to learn how to make that stuff too. So that can be part of the experience is you just get your budget, your spending in the right place and still have a great experience with your life. Make good memories and have a good time. Build good friendships and relationships while you do it.
Definitely. Another big thing here, I mean, with party planning, all that kind of stuff, gift giving.
Yeah.
I mean, buying a gift out here, whether it's something as simple as a card or mm-hmm. a gold.
Yeah.
I mean, gold's big out here. What any recommendations or any tips on buying gold?
Yeah, I know, like for us, you know, when you say that at Fleet and Family, we got some good, I mean, not to be the company man on that plug, but it's like, it's legit. We do it for a reason.
Yeah.
And we just had one for jewelry buying. And then on next Sunday coming up, we're going to do carpets.
Okay.
And
is it
so,
a class? Like,
yeah. So we actually go to the souk and check it out. Look at, you know, the different kinds of knots and the kind of patterns and where they come from, why they're made
nice.
And all that kind of stuff. And then on top of that, you know, how we budget for those kinds of things. And I know in probably, I think like about a month or 6 weeks or something, we'll have a show on holiday spending.
Yep.
You know, we'll be right into that wheelhouse of a little bit before Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we'll talk about that holiday budgeting specific. But when we look out here with the culture, like you had said, we can go buy jewelry. How much is it? Are you just going to buy something like, oh, that wrist looks empty. Maybe I need to have something on there. Oh, that finger's empty. I need a ring. And like, it can get out of control real fast, right? And,
yeah.
You know, we've got friends that come here to the installation and have stores out in town and stuff. There's a lot of opportunity, but it's going to be up to you. Like you said, hey, we've got presents we can buy. And a lot of times the best presents for yourself.
Definitely.
So not that you don't deserve it, but just make sure that we plan for that, budget it, and don't let our money get out of control.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Mr. Patrick. It has been a pleasure. I mean, I love talking about party planning.
Definitely.
I love planning parties. I mean, back home, I did that a lot for my family. But nonetheless, I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, we're actually going to have our own party tomorrow for the ombudsman. So
okay.
We're going to have an ombudsman appreciation breakfast. I just want to take the time, little shout out to the best volunteers that we've got. I appreciate them, but I know that their commands appreciate them more. It's just going to be a time where we're going to be able to gather, hang out, and just say thank you for what you're doing.